السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على النبي الأمي وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين. أما بعد، ولا تسبوا الذين يدعون من دون الله فيسبوا الله عدوا بغير علم. The brother sister, it is time for to close this hall. And just a final message for all. Why we are here. And those people are behind this. Whose agenda is this to do every year, you know, now, last, is happening some 10 years, you know, continuously. What is the motive? Who is behind this? There are two forces basically against religion. One, religious people against Muslims. The other is atheists, or liberals, or others. Those are after all religion. But their target is our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And why is this? The first I talked about our officials, you know, here in the United States. What is their response when they heard this? Our Secretary of State said, oh, it is cynical. It is disgusting. Okay, then what? But US would never stop Americans from expressing their views, no matter how distasteful. So what she is saying, what is the message of Secretary of the State? That they will allow this continue. It happened tomorrow, somebody do this, or next month, and next year. The message said, yes, disgust is cynical, but freedom of speech. So what she is saying is, continue. We will not stop this. That is the message. This is the message basically. Yes, we are here. No. You can't do that. It is not issue of Islam. No, no. Don't forget that, as I said before, the two forces behind this. The one who do not believe in any religion. They want a freedom from God. They want to live free life, life animal. No commandments, no restrictions, without any restriction, any limitations, you know. They are these people after Islam. Why after Islam? Because other religion has already given up. They already destroyed the picture of Jesus and Moses and all prophets. They already did this. In the name of freedom of speech. They are already making films for them. Making joke about them. So what will happen then? When you do this, listen again. When you disrespect the messenger, if there is no respect for messenger, no respect for his message.
Takbir!
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 If there's no respect for Jesus or Moses or any prophet, then what about their message? Now you see what happened in the society. Dysfunctional families and fatherless society. Why? Because the God is gone. This is why happening, because you're disrespecting the one who basically came to give you life. The one who represents your Lord. And you are disrespecting in the name of freedom of speech, freedom of expression. It is war against God. There are only two forces here. This side is standing Adam and Jesus and Moses and Noah and every prophet. And our beloved prophet. Other side, who is standing? Shaitan. Their goal was the all messenger, bring people towards Allah, the creator. They should listen to him and follow his commandment. And other side is Shaitan, who said, no, You should follow your lotus eye. Don't obey God. That is the message of Shaitan is. So here is going on, the two forces basically working here. One who do not believe any religion, they are after Islam. The whole Europe doing everything, you know, again and again and again. So this is not only first time happened. Yeah, first time happened in America only, this time, yes. Before happening in the Europe. So as far as those people, those who do not believe in anything, of course, we know their agenda. But what about those who believe in religion? Yes, there are some religious people also against Islam. Those who empty head, do not have any power understanding, you know. Somebody burning Quran. You see this freedom of speech in Europe? You cannot insult or talk about Queen, even in the Hyde Park, you cannot discuss about her. You can't say anything what you want, any slander, anything you want to go and say in Hyde Park. But not about Queen. You just happened last week about the princess pictures. But the court ruled. You can't do that. They stopped them. Why? You believe in freedom. So where is your freedom? Yeah, they believe in freedom for themselves. Some king and the queens, but not the king of the world. But not for the creator. Then not for his messenger. What she did, the queen of England? She invited even the king of Bahrain, who killing every day people of Bahrain. And she claimed, believe in democracy. And she awarded who? The Maloon Rushdie. And she still believe in religion. I'll talk about this issue, very sensitive issue this above, and talk about the religious people. Think about that, those who burning Quran. If Quran is not there today, who can prove to the people these people were infallible? Labbaik ya Rasulullah! Labbaik ya Rasulullah! Labbaik ya Rasulullah! I'm not talking about this something about bad about others, but this is the truth. What about others' belief? Because the book is there. The Noah, drunk and naked in the Bible, lying down on the ground. The David is an adulterer. And what about the others? I'm talking about those religious people, those are burning Quran. You know, in the society we have, nobody is perfect. From where they guard this, nobody is perfect. Yeah, we are not perfect. But nobody is perfect. They will say, okay, when Prophet was not perfect in the Bible, so how can anybody can be perfect? You see, nobody is perfect. Yes, in Bible, then we don't have the perfect people. Yes, the only Quran is there. The Prophet of Islam and is the Book of Islam, Book of Allah. It is protecting the dignity of every prophet, the respect of every messenger of Allah. So this is not the issue of Islam, it's issue of all messengers. You want to burn that book, which protect and give you the message, they were infallible, the most respectable people. This is the only Quran. So what you will have in your hand if you burn the Quran? You don't have any proof then. It is the book of Allah, the last book, which is basically protecting them, the all message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you want to wage war against us? So you see, these are two types of people are working here. One who do not believe, have any faith, and one who have faith, but they are misguided one. Don't wage war against Islam. Islam is the one who give you protection. Islam is the one who basically here to say about all religion. Yeah, they belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If everything is happening now, I will say to them, because of 9-11, oh, because of 9-11 happening, all this. No, it is not the 9-11. Now you have already all information. Here we are sitting, standing here. The people in this city knew before this happened. What is going to happen on Tuesday? It's already information is there. They already knew. But they did not try to stop. It's all you will see one day, you will be everybody in the court. And I want these people should be in the court one day. Those are responsible for 3,000 people's life. And then after that, 1,000 people died because of this. those who had behind this conspiracy against this all nations basically. So this is not for us. And you see, I just want to finish because we don't have time, you know. Who is behind this, the defamation of religion? You know, United States and the Western society, the Western countries. They are the ones who do not want to make a law. This is happening in the United Nations. You go and read, you can see on the internet. There are already General Assembly passed this defamation of religion issue because we should not insult any religion. But who are those who do not want this? United States and the Western countries? They are saying no. Why? Because their thing is only targeting Islam only. Yes, this is the only issue they want. They know this. Because this is Islamist targets, so we should not have the law to protect the religion. It is not our religion, it's all religion. It's not the issue of Islam. So I will say to United States, don't try to stop this. You have to have this law. You must sign this in the United Nations. You should allow them to have this law. Nobody should allow. Now I want to finish this. What I said in the beginning, what Islam is saying. What Islam is saying, you should not insult anyone. Those who worship Allah beside Allah, worship anybody, idols or animals or any god or anything. Don't insult them, whom they worship beside Allah. This is the message of Islam. Respect them, talk to them with logic, with reason about the faith, but don't insult them. So this is the universal message. You want to talk against this? So inshallah, we are here and I want to finish this, and inshallah, we say here, yes, we are here to today, the only reason, yes, our Islam, our Prophet, but he is for all universe. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةَ إِلَّا. He was here. He's a savior for all mankind, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
لَبَّيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ.
لَبَّيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ.